I met our next speaker over a year ago. He was introduced to me by one of Safe Harbor's board members. She runs a marketing firm, and she said, "I want you to meet this guy. He's really amazing. He's got a product," and she called it acupuncture without needles. And I thought, I got to see this. And so he'll be describing this product to you. But more amazing was the fact that he had done a great deal of study on the body's subtle energy systems. He is a Russian physicist. He spent much of his life under communist rule. I asked him what it was like to live and work under communism. He described it very succinctly. He said, "We pretended to work and they pretended to pay us." One of the things I found most fascinating, as part of the group of Soviet government scientists, he actually studied psychic phenomena. And that was in the early 70s, you were telling me?
Yeah.
In the early 1970s, he was telling me how they'd watch this woman move things around without touching them. Quite amazing. He's got a very long list of academic achievements and social achievements. I won't go into them. They're in your pack. But this is a topic that we're all familiar with, but we rarely get to hear it from the perspective of a physicist, the body's subtle energies. Please welcome Dr. Yuri Krohn.
Thank you. So Dr. Lake made my job much easier because he already talked about Chinese medicine, which is based on energy, which is outside of paradigm of Western science. It's called Qi. So these 5,000 years of experience of Chinese medicine still didn't persuade our science that Qi exists. This is a really strange situation, I would say the schizophrenic situation in our science on that topic. Because the base of this disbelief is that our science cannot measure Qi directly. But there are a lot of things which our science cannot measure directly. And nevertheless, it believes in existence of that things, which indirectly can be demonstrated. And what I want to present in this lecture, first, I want to talk about nature of this energy, Qi. So I hope that you are interested in this little bit boring scientific part of my lecture, because we need to know what we deal with to really be able to harness it. So first part of my lecture will be about nature of Qi and mechanism of its interaction with physical matter and, of course, with our human body. Second part, I will talk about technology, how to harness this energy, which we managed to do. And third part will be about results which doctors observed with our products infused with Qi. And of course, I will be happy to answer your questions if we have time or after lecture. So about disbelief of our science in Qi. You know, let's remember a little bit of physics you probably had in high school. There are only three particles comprise the whole our physical universe. It's proton, neutron, and electron, right? These three particles make the whole periodic table of elements. And periodic tables of elements make all chemicals in the world, including our physical body. And one of these particles, neutron, is not possible directly to detect by scientific equipment because it's too small to see it, and it doesn't have electrical charge, cannot directly be observed. But nevertheless, from all this scientific research of atoms and nuclear reactions, our science believes in existence of neutron. So why it doesn't believe in Qi? Qi, there is a question, are there enough indirect but scientific evidence of existence of Qi and its effect? The answer is yes. Let me try to tell you about some results of this research with Qi. By the way, some doctors believe that it's not, like Dr. Chin says, our physical structure first exist and then radiate energy. Our energy determines our physical structure, which means that all cause of diseases really lies in energy first. And it is very important statement, and we will see that it has some validity. Now, coming back to research with qi. For last about 30 years, a lot of serious scientists in Russia, in China, in United States of America did research which absolutely unequivocally shows existence and very powerful effect of qi on the physical matter, on molecular and even on nuclear level. And of course, its effect on human body, on animals, on plants, and all this stuff. If I would just list these results, it would take the whole my lecture. So I cannot, of course, talk too much about it, but on our webpage, energytoolsint.com, you can find examples of this research. Research was done with using MRI, spectroscopy, the whole scientific arsenal of tools. First, this research, of course, shows that qi is not electromagnetic in nature. Some research done here in California, in University of Irvine, using MRI, shows that speed of propagation in the human body of this energy exceeds the speed of any known electrobiological signal in the body, more than 1,000 times. It makes some hints about non-electromagnetic nature of qi, right? Now, this research shows that qi is able to influence the molecular structure of physical matter. And what is especially interesting, some results show that this influence depends on the type of energy pattern, which means that not just energy itself, but information encoded in this energy influences physical structure of matter differently. What is absolutely astonishing that in China, in one of the main institutes of physics, very prominent nuclear physicist did research with influencing of decay rate of element called americium. Americium 241 was influenced by Dr. Yang Xing, who is Qigong master, and decay rate of this radioactive element was changed. Can you imagine what does it mean? There is no physical means to change radioactive rate decay. You can heat these elements, you can, you know, put them in extremely strong electrical magnetic field, nothing will happen. But qi changes radioactive rate decay. What does it mean? It means that somehow qi influences structure of the nucleus. And what nucleus consists of? It consists of neutrons and protons. But we know that proton cannot be influenced by qi, otherwise qi could be measured like a regular electromagnetic field. So the logic is that this energy influences subatomic particles which make neutron and proton. And these particles discovered only 13 years ago in 1990, and they are called quarks. And only two of six known quarks participate in the creation of physical matter. It opens a lot of possibilities, isn't it? What about other universes? What other quarks are doing? If they make another universe, how we can detect it? We have no means to detect it. So a lot of things buried in this new science. Now, these subatomic particles, quarks, these two quarks, let's say number one and number two. Two quarks number one plus one quark number two make proton. And one quark number one plus two quarks number two make neutron. And that's it. So if we suppose that this energy, qi, influences quarks or smaller subatomic particles which make quarks, we will talk about it a little bit, then we need to make supposition that that energy belongs to subatomic world. And it's very logical assumption because, you know, every substance should have organizing energy, like we have electromagnetic energy, which is responsible for all chemical, physical interaction in our physical world. So there should be some energy in that world of subatomic particles, which also responsible for all these interactions between subatomic particles. So if we make this supposition, then many things can be explained and model of many events known with chi can be explained. Now, the one small question to our science. How many of these subatomic particles exist in the universe which are not bounded by neutrons and protons of our physical world? And you can go on internet and click word dark matter. You will find absolutely enormous amount of articles devoted to dark matter. How many people heard about dark matter? Oh, pretty many. So, and what these statements, you can find this kind of statement. The observation provide a new basis for calculating the content of the universe, confirming mounting evidence that ordinary matter, which means our matter, at all the shining stars, galaxies, plus people, computers, cats, and so on, accounts for less than 5% at all. The rest takes the form of mysterious, dark matter, 30%, and even more enigmatic dark energy in space, 65%, that is causing galaxies to rush apart from one another at the accelerating rate with unknown consequences for the cosmic future. So, after hundreds of, as another article about dark matter from last, I believe, right? National Geographic, it's February of this year. You can read, it's a very interesting article. So, what we found that after 100 years of research and billions of dollars spent, the only our science can say that we have access to 5% of the universe. 95% of the universe is inaccessible to our equipment. And how arrogant this science can be, the denying existence of chi and other dimensions and so on. But now we have some progress. This superstring theory shows that universe has at least 10 dimensions. And science already made progress that it accepted existence of other dimensions. And it opens some possibility for statements which we can make now. If this chi interacts with these subatomic particles, and this dark matter consists of known and unknown subatomic particles, which many scientists already assume, then since chi interacts with these particles, it could be part of this dark energy spectrum. What is interesting? That ancient people knew very well about existence of these energies and role of this energy in the human life. This is Lao Tzu. Everybody knows his book, Tao Te Ching, but there is another book which is not as well known. It is Hua Hu Ching. But what this book says, there are numberless energy rays in the universe. All rays come from the subtle nature of the universe. The interwoven energy net influences the lives of individual human beings, whole societies, and entire races. A virtuous individual who responds to the high, pure, harmonious, subtle energy rays and integrates them with the positive elements of his own inner being may strengthen his life, enhance his health and power, and lengthen his years. So, it means that what Dr. Qin said and what Lao Tzu said 500 years before Christ, it's the same. It says that this energy plays decisive role in our life, in all our health, mental health, emotional health, and physical health. From this perspective, it's really, I would say, arrogant for our science to deny experiments with other people did, unofficial scientists who researched these energies and subtle structure of human body and also structure of physical matter. And I want to mention one absolutely amazing researcher who spent 38 years researching physical matter. They were trained by Indian yogi teacher to psychically, if you wish, observe structure of atoms. And in spite that we cannot explain how it can be, but nevertheless, when we look at their research, what we found is absolutely astonishing. First, they discovered several elements before science, like 7 years and sometimes 36 years before science found this promethium, for instance, number 61. And they told about atomic weight of these elements, exactly right. They also predicted or observed existence of isotopes 5 years before science discovered it. And what is absolutely astonishing, in 1895, they reported about structure of nucleus of hydrogen, which is proton. And they said that it consists of three particles, and we know now that it consists of three quarks, and two of these particles are positive and one is negative. And they described particles which comprised these quarks. So, one physicist, just one from many, from Cambridge University, Dr. Stephen Phillips, mathematically investigated what Besant and Leadbeater observed. And he mathematically confirmed that all they observed is right. And he made mathematical theory of physical matter based on their observation and published this book. I think it's Nobel Prize work, but it's almost completely ignored by our science because it's based on ESP, you see? Uh-huh. So how can it be? Of course, it's not. And mathematics is ignored also, along with the ESP in this book. But it is incredible book, which is completely confirms this research of Besant and Leadbeater. So, used on this data, we can make a conclusion that subtle energy called qi in traditional Chinese medicine is the energy type belonging to the world of subatomic particles or the subatomic world. And let's look what follows from this statement. What follows from this conclusion? And we can really get information from this research about subtle energy, how it interacts with physical world, and what follows from it. First, Besant and Leadbeater said that all physical matter made from two primal physical atoms, they call it, or anu, they call it. And this anu, this string-like, remember superstring theory, string-like vortex of energy coming from subtler world, which is much subtler than physical. And this vortex creates this primal atom. This primal atom has two positive and negative variations. One is counterclockwise and clockwise vibration. Now, this anu, two anus, combine with each other, make different combinations. These different combinations in several steps makes subatomic particles with our science call now quarks. And two of these quarks make our physical atom, neutron, proton, and then all periodic table of elements. So, let's put some attention to this picture. It means that physical structure of our world is not something which was once made and now exists. Do you remember this statement? In many philosophies, you can find the statement that God creates world every moment. So it's literally true. This anu, these vortexes of energy, created from another, if you wish, another dimensions, create physical world continuously. And it means that any physical substance is always connected to some energetic pattern. If this is true, what we see? One scientist who researched this ancient science in 1925, he said, look out of chemistry into space, peer at the atom of physicists, and read for yourself the lessons discovered by your ancestors. Open your eyes, you're blind. And what is interesting, that in this book of Paul and Berry, it says that these subatomic particles are subjected to gravity, which means that all this so-called dark matter can be explained by this. It's nothing but this collection of subatomic particles. And, you know, if they would read these books, the dark matter phenomenon would be explained the day it was discovered. It happened in 1933. But still, it is a puzzle for our science. Now, let's look on the how subtle energy influences our physical world. Remember that subtle energy, chi, directly doesn't interact with physical substance. Otherwise, it would be detected, and then all this enigma of dark energy would be resolved. But that's the main obstacle. So how we can explain now using Leadbeater and Besant research? Subtle energy interacts only with substance of subatomic world. And electromagnetic energy interacts only with physical matter. They don't interact across. Means the subtle energy doesn't interact directly with atoms, and electromagnetic energy with subatomic particles. But this way is way of influencing subtle energy patterns on our physical matter, because, as we discussed, this process of creation is happening continuously. So if subtle energy pattern somehow is changed, it means that this process of creation of physical nucleus will be slightly changed, and it will create slightly different physical matter, which is, in scientific term, you can say that it is isomers, chemical isomers. But of course, it's very sophisticated process because this is quantum world. But general idea is clear that subtle energy patterns being changed will change slightly structure of physical matter. And that's how our physical body, how our biochemistry can be influenced by subtle energy. And there are scientific experiments confirming this statement. It opens possibility to explain a lot of different things which we cannot explain without knowing this picture. For instance, how electromagnetic energy influences our physical matter so strongly. For instance, there are a lot of experiments. I was on a lecture in San Francisco once where there were scientific evidence presented that electromagnetic energy being modulated influences human body on a level which is considered much lower than dangerous level of electromagnetic energy. But it still influences tremendously our biochemistry. How can it be? Modulation is information. And as we saw, this information is important in changing of subtle energy pattern, because electromagnetic energy, like electric energy connected with magnetic energy connected with subtle energy, this interaction is much more sophisticated than we know from Maxwell equations for electromagnetic energy. But nevertheless, it exists, the same as exists connection of subtle matter with atomic matter. So through this process, vibrations of electromagnetic energy change subtle energy pattern, and it changes physical matter. That's how this indirect effect of electromagnetic field can be explained if we take into account this picture. Now, how it influences human being system, our body. You know, it's amazing that even researchers who are interested in this kind of things don't know about search which Leadbeater and Bizant did. And as I said, it was 30 years long research. And they researched also how all these energetic centers in the human body connected to all nervous system, for instance. And it's very well known and published. They also researched and presented detailed picture how each energetic centers, which Indian people call chakras, connected to nervous system, different organs, central nervous system, blood, different organs of the body, and so on and so on. And then they described what color of energy flows from this center to blood, and what is supporting heart, and so on and so on. We are using this structure in creating energetic patterns. I will be talking about it a little bit later. Now, we can make a conclusion now, taking into account this very sophisticated system of acupuncture meridians, this system of energy centers connected to different organs and systems in the body, that subtle energy influences the human body through the sophisticated structure of the energetic body. Indian yogi called it subtle body. That is not less sophisticated than the physical body itself. Now, about technology. So when we researched this in Russia, it was 20 plus years ago, I was absolutely shocked. Believe me, I couldn't sleep at night. Sometimes in the middle of night, I woke up and say, oh, I'm crazy. How can it be? And then, yeah, but we observed this, so it exists, really. How you can explain it? You cannot measure this energy, but it exists. So how we can harness it? And this question was in my head continuously, you know, rotating. And I decided I need to do something with it. Otherwise, I get crazy, you know. So I decided to work on harnessing this energy. So I worked many years and finally found, of course, in ancient science, suggestion how to do that. They said that energy of physical world connected with the energy of subtle world, but in a very sophisticated way. There is a point of connection, as they say. And this point of connection, it's like a resonance. Like if you close to point of connection, this connection is really strong. If you far away from this point, connection is weak. It always exists, but strength of this connection depends on this point of interaction. And I worked many years trying to find this point in interaction, and I found it. Wow. It's, of course, proprietary information. So, I made plasma-based computerized equipment, which is able to generate almost unlimited variety of subtle energy patterns. Right. We can call it chi. What is interesting, that in this energy medicine, which is emerging, and Dr. Lake already told about this, how a lot of doctors, thanks God, trying to combine Chinese medicine and Western medicine now. And this emerging energy medicine still didn't have, until this time, tools to really harness this energy as it described by Chinese medicine with all qualities called by five elements: water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And also make yin and yang properties. This equipment makes all of this. It can generate any of these elements of any of this mixture in any proportion, and also with yin and yang properties. And always people ask, oh, how do you know that? You cannot measure it, right? Yes, we cannot measure it, but we can measure effect of this energy on a human being. And there are a lot of equipment right now, which is called electroacupuncture equipment according Wall. Dr. Wall in Germany spent 20 or more years researching how electroacupuncture can determine disturbances in the human body through certain points. And points are very well connected to meridians, which have these five elemental properties. We did three series of experiments, blind experiments, when researcher didn't even know what he is measuring. We gave him a bottle of minerals charged with this energy and say, what it does? And he measures and say, you know, It influences that and that, but mainly it influences liver meridian. And so it's liver meridian energy. So which means that we were able to generate exactly energy with properties corresponding to meridians. And meridians have all these five properties. Let's say stomach as earth meridian, liver meridian is wood meridian, lung meridian is metal meridian, and so on and so on. So what is interesting, it was puzzle to us first. So how we can deliver these energetic patterns to public? You know, we cannot, this huge equipment, you even cannot move it, not only to demonstrate. So we did experiments and found this energy can be infused into substances, and some substances can keep these energies for very long time. And especially effective, we found, are concentrated trace minerals. If you infuse this energetic pattern in concentrated trace minerals, we even don't know how long it stays. Because first infused patterns, like 4 years ago, we gave doctors to compare the same pattern just infused and 4 years ago infused, and asked them to compare how it influenced acupuncture meridians, and they didn't find any difference. So this gives us easy and simple delivery system of this energy to anybody. Now, what else this equipment is able to do? When I start developing the system of creating these energetic patterns, first of all, I thought about periodic table of elements. Because periodic table of elements is closest to this subtle world of subatomic particles. And it's base of everything which exists in the physical world, which means that energetic patterns in that subatomic world connected to these periodic table elements are basic energetic patterns for human body, and they can have tremendous influence on our beings. And so I worked, and finally I found, again in ancient science, could you believe or not, I found recommendation how these energetic patterns connected to periodic table elements, and I made it. So first we made energy of lithium. You know, lithium influences bipolar disease, it influences depression, but it has terrible side effects. So we made energy of lithium, and it works exactly like lithium without any side effect because there is no physical substance there. So we developed a lot of periodic table elements, and some of them, let's say, periodic table element indium influences pituitary and hypothalamus, and we made energy of indium. It influences pituitary and hypothalamus exactly as it should do. So this is one of the methods we're using for creating energetic patterns with desirable properties. Now, since any generator can be used as an amplifier, we also can put any substance, let's say Chinese herb, in that equipment and amplify energetic pattern of this substance. So how it works? Now, I want to present you some results. We did a lot of research, including in University of Irvine. I cannot spend much time on these results. You can also go on our webpage and see these results. But just briefly, I can tell you that there were results observed with MRI, like using acupuncture points, influencing these acupuncture points with substance charged with energetic pattern specifically for this meridian and registering response in the brain. There were results found with cells which were subjected to gamma radiation, and 32% of the cells were revived after this energetic pattern was introduced to the cells. So instead of 50% of cells surviving in the control experiment, there were 82% surviving when energy was introduced to these cells after they were subjected to gamma radiation. Now, there were experiments with seeds, like reviving of 7 years old seeds with different energetic pattern, which showed, interestingly enough, that seeds are sensitive to specific pattern, not any kind of energy. One energetic pattern could suppress germination of these seeds, and another energetic pattern could tremendously enhance germination, up to 77% in 5 days, and they were growing much faster and much bigger. So there were research with animals which showed this energetic pattern effective for many diseases in animals, and all these presented on our webpage, but I don't have time to describe them in details. But what I want to describe a little bit more, how it works with human beings. We work with many doctors, energy doctors. Some of them are medical doctors, some chiropractors and different professions. So they're using these energetic patterns and measuring effect with different means, including these electroacupuncture wall devices and also so-called heart rate variability test, which allows very fast, in several minutes, to assess autonomic nervous system conditions, including sympathetic parasympathetic nervous system balance, including cardiovascular parameters, and so on. What was found that when it was published, there were about 600 patients tested by this doctor. It's Dr. Marangel in Pennsylvania. Now it's more than 1,000. And what he observed, this is an example, it's a concrete patient. This is pre-test. This is sympathetic nervous system, and this is parasympathetic nervous system. The norm is somewhere around this 111. When you go beyond this, it means that your parasympathetic nervous system in this case averagely deviates from minus 2, and sympathetic also 2.5 approximately, or 2. And it means that it is on the verge of having troubles. So he gives 10 drops of the charged trace minerals with specific energetic pattern, how he finds what pattern should be used. He measures with wall device and finds among this pattern which is effective for this particular person. So it's personalized experiment. And then he gives these 10 drops, let's say, of this mineral in a glass of water. And after patients drinks it, literally in 15 minutes, look on the results. So it means that not only sympathetic part of the nervous system, but parasympathetic nervous system, which is not easy to change, is changed by energy literally in 15-20 minutes. And it confirms that Dr. Chin's statement that energy defines our physical structure, which means that energetically it is like in a computer. In some terms, our body kind of computer. It's of course much more sophisticated. It has much more feedbacks in the system, but still it works on automatic mode. And if you know right energetic program, which influences in right way this autonomic nervous system, you can fix many problems very fast. Now, this is experiment with stimulation of alpha rhythm. Specific energetic pattern was used to stimulate alpha rhythm in people with open eyes. We had 15 people in these experiments, and all of them had stimulated alpha rhythm in spite that their eyes were open. And the beta rhythm was pretty much suppressed. It was kind of creating meditative state, if you wish, in people with open eyes. I want to give you some examples of these energetic patterns, which specifically are used for psychological and mental problems by different doctors. And we are continuously working on creating new patterns and new formulas, we call them energetic formulas. For instance, stress relief formula, which is found experimentally. It is empirically found formula, which is not specifically Chinese type formula or Indian type formula. It was found empirically. We found some, you know, there is some positive element in using technology in it. You can do some things which ancient Chinese medicine couldn't do. And that what we used, these technological possibilities to create patterns which didn't exist before. And we tested them, and some of them demonstrated remarkable results. Like stress relief pattern, if you put these 10 drops of minerals in glass in 10 minutes. And what these doctors found, that when you combine energies with herbs, for instance, energetic patterns with herbs, it tremendously enhances effectiveness of herbs. For instance, we use Chinese herb jujube, and this jujube is used for sleep, for insomniacs. But jujube is not very fast acting herb, and if you take too much, your stomach can be upset and so on. So we took 3% of jujube, put in a bottle with 97% of trace minerals, and charged with stress relief energetic pattern. And what happened? We had a report from Dr. Davis from Redding, California. He called us and said, you know what? Seven of my insomniacs for years treated for insomnia start to sleep normally in 1 week taking this jujube sleep, we call it. So some energy can be combined together, like exactly like Chinese doing with herbs. If you find the right combination, it enhances effect, the broadening spectrum of this effect, and so on. And for instance, balance and tranquility, energetic blueprints of periodic table elements, and they can be combined with, let's say, this stress relief. And it's indium, as I said, and lithium, tranquility. Now, clear mind foundation harmony we use for many psychological situations. And they are made according to the principles of traditional Chinese and Indian medicine. Roughly speaking, it's some these elemental energies of fire, wood, on a certain frequency level, if you wish, combined together in certain proportions, according to recommendation of Chinese medicine. And these combinations work really well for many conditions. And this is, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, I just want to quote some doctors who worked with this. This is Dr. Stephen Davis, which I already quoted. He says, stress relief is powerful for diffusing in-depth stress and fear. Stress relief really works very well for acute situations. And when combined with other formulas, it can be used also for chronic situations. It works on improving sleeping patterns. Balance is indium, influences pituitary, hypothalamus, and all hormone production chain. And combined with stress relief, it improves very well sleeping pattern. And, you know, to change behavioral and psychological situation, sleep is very important, of course. And our doctors found very good results with improving sleeping pattern before anything else. For daytime behavior, it's Dr. Davis continued, we'll use clear mind and tranquility. Tranquility, as I said, is lithium energy. Clear mind is a kind of Chinese formula. They has a very powerful effect for cleansing the depression cycle, doom and gloom, gray cloud. Clear mind does just it says. It clears the mind and helps alleviate brain fog. So this, he says, three wonderful remedies, clear mind, stress relief, tranquility, all have a profound effect on different aspects of brain function, allowing the brain to energetically reset itself from old patterns. This another doctor, Marangel. He says the balance pattern cascades normal response from the pituitary gland and basically has a modulating influence on all the hormonal levels of the body. I need to say that what doctors found with energetic patterns that very often create modulating effect. We have, for instance, energy developed for thyroid. And we thought that we developed this pattern for enhancing of thyroid function for those who have underactive. But it appeared that it works on hyperthyroid the same way as on hypo. It just modulates it. It balances thyroid functions. What was found that also these energetic patterns enhance practically all remedies effect, including pharmaceuticals. And you need to be careful when you combine them because, for instance, one of our doctors who is a veterinarian doctor, he works with animals, and what he says that when he gives to cat stress relief, he needs twice less anesthesia if he does operation. And he is very glad for stress relief because cats are terribly irritated when you want, and sometimes they die from heart attack, he says. And when he gives them stress relief, they just melt away, and they're wonderful, they're very friendly, and he is happy. So Okay, 5 minutes left. What I want to say, this is also Jeffrey Marangel, Jeffrey Marangel says about clear mind and tranquility, harmony. Work unbelievably for autistic kids. Also for autistic kids, clear mind is a big hitter and stress relief is huge for them. They found positive effect with many psychological conditions. Now, this photograph of a woman who was on street drugs from 12 years old. This first her photograph before treatment. And doctors from Idaho reported us and sent this photograph. They said, you need to have this photograph because they had big trouble with this woman. And she went through several drug rehabilitation programs without any success. So they put her on tranquility and stress relief and told her, since you don't now concerned about your liver when you take this lithium because it's energetic lithium, they told, you know, as soon as you feel urge, just take 5 drops of it. And she did it. Now she is about 7 months out of drugs completely, and this is her picture. Before, she was not sober, you know, for just a week. I'm ready for questions. Yeah. Oh, by the way, what I wanted to tell you, we are developing these energy patterns continuously. We are open for collaboration with doctors. And whoever wants to participate in research, we are ready to supply you with different energetic patterns and discuss and connect you with doctors who are already using these energetic patterns. I would be happy to do it, and we are looking for more psychological applications of this energetic technology.
We have about 3 minutes for questions.
All right,
thank you. Thank you, Dr. Krohn. Are you familiar with the HARP program?
HARP?
HARP,
no.
H-A-A-R-P,
no.
Okay. That's a microwave or electromagnetic mm-hmm. program that is connected by grids, mm-hmm. and it has psychiatric symptom results, and I just wanted to know if there was mm-hmm. any experience with people mitigating the
that.
Effects. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second was that this is very validating to me. There is a spiritual practice called Sukhya Mahikari
yes.
that has been teaching this for 50 years, I think. So there's a tremendous correlation to that.
Absolutely, and, I agree with you.
Yeah, and some of the best centers of that are here in California, right here on Marengo Drive, 14 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to validate that what you're describing, like especially with Basant and Ledbetter, that information, spiritual pathways has come full circle to
yes.
come out. Yeah,
I
thank
agree.
You.
And you know, you can use these energetic patterns also for meditation. You can stimulate your, you know, chakras. And of course, it can be used for spiritual practices also.
You know, I had a question about the other kind of essences that people use, flower essences
yes.
and things that, you know, affect the subtle energy. Have you had experience with enhancing some of those that are like specific
yes.
for certain
yes, we did.
Things?
Yes, we enhanced energies of essential oils, for instance, and we have wonderful effect. Doctors have wonderful effects with lavender, for instance, rose absolute, and they work with allergies. For instance, yeah.
Thank you for a fascinating talk, and I look forward
Thank
to
you.
Talking with you more now and later. I know the device is proprietary, and
yeah.
I'm not trying to obtain the secret.
Yeah.
But I'm really not. But I'm very curious, as someone who is open to both consciousness studies, quantum mechanics, subtle energy, and medical sciences, I'm very curious to hear any comments you can make about what you think the mechanism is, without giving away the proprietary concept.
Mechanism of what? Of generating?
Of how this works, yeah. How you find the pattern, put it into something.
Yeah. This, I understood the question, yeah. This plasma generator, it's a sophisticated plasma configuration which is monitored by computer. We found correlation between
plasma as an energetic plasma.
Yeah, energetic plasma, like gas plasma.
Okay.
Yeah, hot, no, not really hot, but averagely hot.
A plasma.
Plasma, yeah, electrons and ions. Mm-hmm. And we found how to manipulate this plasma with magnetic and electric field to put it in a state when it draw, if you wish, from that subtle world, subatomic world, specific quality of energy, like wood, or, and we found how to make it on a certain level of frequencies, if you wish, lower frequency, higher frequency, and so on. So we have both directions in terms of elemental properties and frequency properties. So combining these two, we can find proper level, if you wish, of energetic pattern for this specific purpose.
So the energetic informational pattern of the object is somehow imposed on the plasma, which is then transferred to the substance.
Right. Then there is a part of the equipment which separates electromagnetic field completely from the chi. And the final part of the equipment infuses just chi. There is no electromagnetic energy there.
But information.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Earth. I think I know what happened to all my lost socks now after listening to all that.